On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity, and to do that, we'll visit with Tim McGann from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Tim, a lot of headlines out of Brazil this week. We'll hit on those here in just a moment. First of all, give us the weekly numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
You bet, Chad. July corn closed up 1.5 cents at 372 for the week, and December closed up 1.5 cents at 390. July soybeans were down 10 cents at 953, while the November was down 8 cents, and it came in around 952. The July Chicago wheat was up 2.5 cents at 435 for the week. July Kansas City wheat ended up down 1.25 for the week at 438. And July Minneapolis wheat was up 9.25, and it came in or ended up at 556 for the week.
Now, let's kind of take this by commodities, and I mentioned the Brazil thing. That obviously had an impact across a lot of different commodities in one way or the other. But let's start with soybeans, and that news out of Brazil really did kind of set the stage middle to the end of the week, huh?
You bet, yeah. And actually, with that news yesterday in the bean market down hard, July beans closed up 8.25 cents. That was obviously with the unexpected drop in the real. But when all the news settled and the dust settled and everybody kind of caught their breath, Brazil and the U.S. kind of shared the cost of that, the 7% drop of the real. Brazil's local soybean market price jumped 4% higher, actually. And with that news coming out, the U.S. soybean price dropped around 3%. So once the dust settled, it was kind of an even deal for both of us. In U.S. dollars per bushel, remain within a nickel of each other down there and up here, so that allows us to stay competitive with some exports when usually Brazil typically takes over this time of year. So even with the negative news and the markets down yesterday, there was still some positive ending to this week. There are still some weather concerns for planting on beans, whether we either add acres or take away from soybean acres, depending on how wet fields stay in the next 4 or 5 weeks. So there's still some commercial buying out there and still some positive news, and the weather will be kind of a driving factor moving forward here and see where we end up on acres.
What do you think the news on corn is? A little bit of residual from Brazil, but what's kind of going on over there?
And after a week of some less than positive news, first from the U.S. and then from Brazil, corn was actually able to close up. Corn planting probably made some progress this week, but still has a long way to go. And the weather's not looking good here for the next 7 days. They're expecting some more heavy rain in the central and southern plains and, over the eastern half of the U.S. where they're already a little behind anyway. So, final planting dates for corn are ranging from late May into early June. We're just going to have to keep an eye on the weather. And, July corn continues to trade in a sideways range, and that's held by some commercial support as well. And ongoing concerns of this year's planting. So basically, Chad, it's a weather market here, and any news from a Brazil or some outside news that's going to affect our markets.
All right. Just as we wrap up here, Tim, let's talk about, looking forward. What are you watching? What do you think folks should kind of key in on here for the rest of this month into June?
Let's definitely watch weather. Let's watch how much corn we get planted here in the next 3, 4, 5 weeks, the same as beans. I think a guy needs to start keeping an eye on basis now as we move forward. I think a guy obviously watches futures and have a plan for what's sitting in the bin if you're sitting on some old crop, and be ready to pull the trigger and protect some of that and stay in the markets with calls if that's something you're into, or an averaging contract or a floor with some upside.
Very good. Appreciate the information. Thank you, Tim. Have a good weekend, okay?
You too, Chad.
We've been visiting with Tim McGann from the ARC Group in Lincoln. If you'd like to get more information from them, you can call toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. Chad Moyer reporting.